Zakt, the Heilige Mishnah, which is really Beraisa, weiter. Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Now, there are different Nischayas as to where the Hey ends or the Vav begins, but we're going with one of the Nischayas. So this is Vav, and it's in the middle of the Memchez Dvarim, Shatayra Niknes Behem, and it starts with the 25th. Hamakir es Mekoimai. Torah is acquired by someone who has to recognize his place. What does that mean, to recognize your place? I know where to park, I know where I live, I know my address, I know where my seat is in the Beis HaMedrash. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, no, you have to know your shortcomings, and no one is perfect. The Ruach Chaim says he has to realize that this world is temporary, that his guf is going to return to the earth, v'nafshi l'shamayim, his nefesh l'shamayim, to live on forever. So who do you want to satisfy, your guf or your nefesh? Vayter zokta mishna v'asameach b'chelkoi. This is the 26th of the 48. Torah goes to someone who's happy with his chaylik, happy with his lot. That's a special bracha in life, to be happy with what you have. You know, I go to many rallies and Lava Malkas and Avos Habanim, and I watch sometimes the way they do the gyril and children come up to get their prize. There's all kinds of prizes. There's there's little prizes, a mincha mariv, I don't know, a ping pong ball, and there's big prizes like a camera, a drone, a bicycle. And sometimes I watch the children when they win the gyril. They got the winning ticket and they come up, and some children have a smile on their face from ear to ear. They're so happy. And they're like showing their friends, look, I won, I won. And some children are like, oh, what did I win already? But I noticed that it doesn't necessarily have to do with the prize. There are better prizes, and kids go like, ugh, you know, I'll do you a favor, I'll take it. And like, shvacha prizes. When I say shvach, he got a picture of a tzaddik. That's worthless, I know, but, you know, for a kid. Kid after him won this big fancy camera that has helicopters connected to it or something, and he gets a picture of a tzaddik. You see this kid, he's smiling, I won, I won. He's so happy he won. You know what Simchas HaChayim means? You look for reasons to be happy. You feel, what's the difference with what somebody else has, or what I could have won or should have won? Baruch Hashem, I have what I have. And to be able to learn Torah, you need that. The Ruach Chaim says, you know what Sameach Bechelkoi means? Don't try to finish the whole Shas in one shot. Whatever you learn, whatever you understand, be happy with that. Now the Chavetz Chaim says, in order to be Matzliach in learning, you have to have three things. You have to believe when you learn, see, you're learning a Mishnah, there's no other Mishnah in the world, only this Mishnah. There's no other person in the world that could learn it, only you. And there's no other hour in the world that it could be learned, only now. Don't try to conquer the world. Just do what you have to do. Right now. What's in front of you. The Welt says, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Meina Dafim. The Manishim doesn't count how many pages you learned. Elishois, rather, how many hours you put into it. So that's how the Nefesh HaChaim explains. V'sameach b'chalkai. Be happy with what you learn. Vayitra says the Mishnah, this is 27. V'ho'isa siyag l'dvarav. He makes a fence around his inyanim, his affairs. He takes measures that he shouldn't come too close to chait. Don't go someplace where you could see the wrong thing. Just don't go there. But I won't look. No, just don't go there. That's just an example. Between mincha marav, you're in shul. Everybody wants to play with their friends. But you know, in that particular place, there's the wrong group of friends. They sit around. They say things that are not nice. I'll go, but I won't say anything wrong. No, don't go. It's just an example of a siyag that a person can make for themselves. A gate. By the way, the word siyag means a nice gate. It doesn't mean a strong gate. Like suga bashashanim, a gate of roses. What stops you from breaking through a gate of roses? It's so nice. How could I ruin it? You have to feel, I have such a precious neshama. How could I put it in danger? That's the gate. Not thick iron rods. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Ve'einoi machzik toiv liatzmi. He doesn't take credit for himself. Even if he learned a lot. Hashem gave me the koyach to learn, the siyata d'shmaya, the tefillos of my mother. I don't take credit for it myself. Ahuv, he is beloved. Everyone likes him. Why? Because he behaves nicely to people. Oyev esamakam, he loves Hashem. Oyev esabriyas, he loves people. Oyev esatechachais, he loves words of Musar. He says, Baruch Hashem, that person pointed it out, so I can be better. Now, all these things go together. Person that you can't criticize him. Huh? How dare you? Yeah, you were telling me that. What about you? Nobody wants to be his friend. Nobody wants to talk to him. We've discussed many times. There's a word called chen. Chen means people like you. Can't always explain why. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a gift called chen. Favor. If people like you, as a siman Hashem likes you. Vayter says the Mishnah, Oyev Esamei Sharem. He loves to be straightforward. Some people are very smart. You know, there are clever lawyers, like a defense attorney. He knows his client is guilty, but he could bring out the argument in such a way to prove that he's innocent. You want Torah, you have to look for emes. The Marsham, he was one of the greatest paiskim of all times, and he was a little boy. A famous Rav, Rabbi Yosef Shail, came in, and he saw him learning the Beis Medrash, him and some other boys. And Rabbi Yosef Shail asked them a riddle in learning. That'd be very sharp to chap it. He said, I'll come back in an hour, let's see who knows the answer. And he came back, all the boys tried to answer. And he asked then the Marsham, who was a little boy, he wasn't called the Marsham yet. His name was Rabbi Shalom Mardechai. He asked him, what do you say? So he said to him, Rav, I don't mean any disrespect, but I started to work on the riddle, and I decided, so I'll be smart, I'll figure it out. Really, if I try to figure out Pshat in the Tosis and the Rashi, that's more important for me. And that's what I wanted to do. I think he gave him a pat on his head and he said, Muftachli, you're going to be a big Paisik in Klal Yisrael. You're not looking to show you're smart. Oyeves ha meisharim. Vayter says, Mishnah Mesrachig mena kavod, you have to distance yourself from kavod. V'lei megis liboy b'talmudai, you can't become a big shot. To be arrogant? Look how much I know. V'einoy semeach b'hoira, that's number 36. Don't enjoy making a decision, a difficult decision in halacha. Wait a second, aren't you supposed to learn Torah b'simcha? And the answer is, of course. We're talking about something else. If you have to make a difficult decision, it should be with a pachad. Hashem, please. Please, I thought it out. I asked my friends, other Talmid Chachamim, I'm coming to a decision. I hope I'm right. Don't be like happy, huh? They're coming to me for this big decision. Vayta says, the Mishnah number 37, Noisei bi oil im chaveiroi. Oil is a yoke, right? The axe or the cow schlep the plow. They have a yoke on them. People never have problems. It weighs down heavily on them. Help your friend carry that yoke. Get involved in his tsar. When he sees other people suffering, he suffers also. Of course, the main thing is to help them. There's a story of a rich man. He looks out the window. He says, Oh, Nebuch, look at that person. He's freezing outside. He has no coat. He has no food. Oh, it makes me so sad. Please bring me some schnapps. I need some cake to calm down. No, bring him some schnapps. But obviously, it means where you've done what you could have done to help him, but just to feel his pain, to feel I'm thinking about you. Vayter says the Mishnah, Machriyoi, Lekav Sechus. You have to judge your friend. Lekav Sechus. Saw your friend do something. It's not Pashat. Was it the right thing? Was it the wrong thing? It depends how you interpret it. The Chavetz Chaim says, according to many Shitas, this is a mitzvah asei diuraisa. To say, nah, my friend probably didn't mean it so bad. Trying to put the best light on it is a mitzvah asei. Yeah, like eating matzah. Like putting on tefillin. But tzaddik tishpeit, your friend. Our Mishnah is saying it's also necessary to be matzliach in learning. Vayter says the Mishnah, Ma'amidoy ala emes, sets him on the path of emes, of truth. If you know your friend made a mistake, don't be happy. Ooh, now I can prove him wrong. Rather, for the sake of emes, say, I think it's the other way. Ma'amidoy ala shalom, sets him in the path of shalom, of peace. If you have a dispute, you'd rather make a compromise than insist. No, I want everything to be my way. Some say it's connected, so the Nachlas Avos learns in the Medrash Shmuel to the previous piece. If you see a Talmud Chacham makes a mistake, you figure out how to correct him in such a way that there's the least embarrassment. You know, Reb Chaim Brisker, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, once said, if you want to see the worst part of a human being, I heard this from my Rebbe, Reb Yisrael Spinner, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. If you want to see a person in his worst state, watch when a person corrects the Balkaira and smiles. I got him. That's not Mamidoy ala Emes or Mamidoy ala Sholem. Vayter says the Mishnah number 41 out of the 48 ways that you acquire Torah, Mesiyashiv Liboy B'Talmudai. He is settled in his learning. It doesn't learn quickly. It takes time, studies it. What do we say in Tilim? And we should know this capital because it's in Hallel. Ani amarti b'chavzi kalo adam kaizev. It says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. B'chavzi, if you do things real fast, b'chipazim, without thinking things through, kalo adam kaizev. Everyone makes a mistake. Like we've mentioned before, Rav Pomsky and Lev Racha said, Zrizos does not mean to think fast. Zrizos means think things out slowly and then act fast. If you act quickly without thinking slowly, that's not Zrizos. That's the opposite of Zrizos. Weiter says in Mishnah number 42 out of the 48, Misyashiv Liba B'Talmudai, he asks and answers. So Rashi explains it means he waits until the one who's asking him a question finishes. So he promptly understands the Shaila, and only then does he answer. Some people jump in the answer before a person has a chance to really ask the question. Weiter says the Mishnah, Shoimeya Umaysef, he hears and he adds. He hears whatever his Rebbe tells him and he adds on. He doesn't look to contradict his Rebbe. Haloimid al menas lelamed. He learns Torah in order to teach others. The Medrash Shmuel explains we're referring to someone who's very careful to prepare his lesson. Vehaloimid al menas lasois. He learns in order to do. When someone learns Torah, in both these cases, either thinking, okay, I have to teach this. Okay, I have to do this exactly. You focus, you concentrate much more to get every detail, to understand it thoroughly. Weiter says the Mishnah, this is number 46 out of the 48, Hamachkim es Rabbi. He makes his teacher wiser. How do you make your teacher wiser? By asking good shailas that the teacher has to answer. The back and forth helps both the Malamed and the Talmud. 47, Vamechaven es Shmu Asa. He very, very carefully repeats what he heard. It should be exact. When he quotes a halach in the name of his Rebbe, he repeats it the same way he heard it. Now, don't try to make it more exciting or add your own vimazak 2 cents to it. Now, if he wants to add, he could say, this is what I think. A lot of times you see that in Rashi, this is what I heard from my Rebbeim, this is what I think. But let people know what you heard from your Rebbe and what you say. Don't mix the two together. Weiter, the ha'omer davar b'shem omrei. He repeats what he heard in the name of the one who said it. Halamadata, we taka learned. Shekala omer davar b'shem omrei. One who says something in the name of the person that he heard it from, mevi ge'ula la'olam. He brings redemption, he brings ge'ula to the world. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Vatoimer Esther la'melech. Esther said to the king, b'shem Mardechai, in the name of Mardechai. Mordechai told Esther, I overheard the two guards, Bigs and Asirish, plotting to kill Achashverosh. When Esther told Achashverosh of the plot, it would have been in her interest to say, and I saved your life, right? No, she said it in the name of Mordechai. And that's how the king knew that Mordechai saved his life. And by later rewarding Mordechai for having done so, the process of Haman's downfall and the geula for Klal Yisrael came. So it all started by Esther not wanting to take credit for something she heard from someone else.